11 minutes past 1 o'clock. Many people will remember this shocking crime. An 85-year-old woman found dead in her bed on Macleay Island. She'd suffered horrific head injuries. Lisalette Watson was a beloved grandmother. It was November 2012. Stephen Fennell, a former junk mail delivery man, was arrested for her murder. He was jailed for life in 2016, but always maintained his innocence and says her death could have been a burglary gone wrong. He was acquitted of the charge by the High Court in 2019 and has now launched a $10.5 million damages claim for wrongful conviction. For more on this case, I am joined by Calvin Ganek, former police officer and now criminal lawyer, managing director of Ganek and Associates, and he specialises in criminal law and professional misconduct. Calvin, thanks for joining us on 4BC Afternoons.
Good afternoon, Bianca.
This case is a really interesting one. I remember when it happened and then, of course, what happened afterwards. And now we're seeing the results of that. Steve Fennell alleges he was unlawfully imprisoned as a result of malicious prosecution and abusive process. They're big claims to make, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And the history of this case is quite extraordinary in itself, in that at trial, the jury deliberated for nearly 2 days before coming to a conclusion to a verdict of guilty. And the matter was appealed to the Queensland's Court of Appeal, the highest court here in Queensland, and they unanimously dismissed any appeal, maintaining the conviction. But what's absolutely unheard of is that when the matter went before the High Court heard argument and adjourned for 4 minutes before returning with a directed acquittal order and then adjourning it for reasons at a later time. But they adjourned, the High Court itself adjourned for 4 minutes before returning after hearing legal argument on this case. And that's extraordinary in itself.
Oh, absolutely extraordinary. His legal team claim several pieces of evidence used by police and the prosecution were insufficient. Is it common that prosecutors might rely on the sum of all small pieces of evidence to try to build a greater picture, and that's where the cracks can appear?
Yeah, that's right. And a pretty common observation around high-profile cases like this, which are now this case itself will be classed as a miscarriage of justice in regards to Mr. Fennell himself. And almost always those cases are what's called circumstantial cases, where there's no direct evidence against the defendant. And the most high-profile case before this was the Lindy Chamberlain case many years ago, a circumstantial case that went in the same direction. You're exactly right, Bianca. Pieces of evidence joined together and asking a jury to infer a fact or a finding rather than having an eyewitness that saw something happen.
And I must disclose, Calvin, I know one of the police officers involved in this case, so I won't go too much into the particular police officers, but could he face a retrial in the future? And are they looking at any other suspects? Because at the end of the day, an 85-year-old woman was murdered in a home.
Yeah, that's right. So in Queensland, we've recently, in the last few years, I can't recall when it happened, introduced legislation that is an exception to the double jeopardy rule. So that is if someone has been tried, whether acquitted or found guilty, acquitted, they can't be retrialed. But here in Queensland, if there's compelling new evidence located, leave can be sought from the court to commence fresh proceedings, even though there has been a previous trial or previous finding of acquittal. So there is the prospect that if new fresh evidence is located, leave could be sought from the court to commence a fresh prosecution against Mr. Fennell. But in normal circumstances, from a policing point of view, one would have thought that this investigation would have been reviewed and to identify whether there are any other suspects that now need to be pursued, because you are right, there's still, as a matter of fact and law, an unsolved homicide here.
Yeah, he spent 6 years behind bars, now released, he's now a free man. How much money do we expect the state to have to pay him?
Well, what's been reported today is that there's the claim that has been filed is $5 million against the state for the term of imprisonment, which, as you say, is 6.5 years, and then $5.5 million against the individual police officers. Now, these types of cases are inherently very difficult to succeed upon, and that is because the law all the way to the High Court in regards to these types of civil actions after a failed prosecution, focus on the fact that they don't want to discourage authorities from pursuing suspects. And that is that they don't later be held accountable for a mistake or getting something wrong. Late last year in New South Wales, the Court of Appeal in relation to the William Tyrrell case, the Bill Spedding matter, that was a case, one of the few cases that get litigated and was successful on the basis of malicious prosecution after a failed criminal proceeding. And in that case, former officer Gary Jubelin was found to have pursued Mr. Spedding for a collateral purpose, not for a legitimate purpose. And these cases are often very difficult to succeed upon because simply an incompetent case or an incompetent investigation or investigator, a factually flawed case or an ignorant prosecution is usually not good enough to succeed. It has to be that there is evidence that the prosecution has been pursued for a collateral purpose and or there's been malice in the way that the prosecution has been brought. Otherwise, it won't otherwise be successful.
My guest is Calvin Ganek. We're talking about this a case of the 85-year-old woman who was found dead in her bed in Macleay Island. That was back in November 2012. Stephen Fennell was convicted of her murder, then released about 6 years later. He's always maintained his innocence, and we should say that. He's always maintained his innocence through all this. Being found not guilty or having a conviction quashed, though, Calvin, is different to being found innocent, isn't it?
Yeah, that is correct. So the standard of beyond reasonable doubt is what the prosecution must satisfy for a conviction to be maintained. And a really short summary of the High Court decision was simply a proper assessment of all of the evidence, applying that the circumstantial case rules that exist as to how conclusions can be drawn. The High Court just simply found that the evidence was insufficient to prove the prosecution case beyond reasonable doubt. And that is why the High Court final order was a directed acquittal rather than a return for a retrial. If there had been an error in the trial, something went wrong, the order would have been returning it back to Queensland for a retrial. But here, the High Court, as I say, in short, simply found the evidence was insufficient and the prosecution hadn't met their evidentiary burden.
Is there any precedent for this? It does remind me a bit of the Graham Stafford case back, well, a long time ago when 12-year-old Leanne Holland in Ipswich was murdered. He spent 15 years in jail for that. He eventually had his conviction quashed after he was released, I think, and then got a compo payout. Is it similar to that case?
It is similar. I just can't remember, Bianca, whether Mr. Stafford pursued a civil action or whether there was an informal settlement with government, because long has there been controversy over this aspect, and that is in the criminal justice system, certainly here in Queensland and most other states, there is no compensation scheme for people who have been found to be unlawfully imprisoned, and the only avenue for any redress is pursuing a civil action like Mr. Fennell is here.
I know Stafford called for a coronial inquiry into that case. Could Steve Fennell do the same in this case to actually work out who the killer was? Because he's saying it wasn't him and he deserves a presumption of innocence. So if an innocent man has spent 6 years behind bars, then perhaps a coronial inquest would help.
You must have been doing this for a little while, Bianca, because you're 100% right. So one of the legitimate avenues is for the Attorney General to order the state coroner to convene a coronial inquest in regards to Miss Watson's death. And during those coronial proceedings, you do have to be a little bit careful with coronial proceedings because they use coercive powers to force witnesses to answer questions. And if that's not done in a strategic way, that can sometimes compromise any criminal prosecution moving forward. So there are cases where families, victim families, need to make a decision whether they want to find out the truth or whether they want to still pursue a criminal prosecution. But you are, again, 100% right that a coronial inquest is an option to try and find the truth in regards to this matter.
Yeah, and I certainly think for the family of this 85-year-old beloved grandmother, Lisalette Watson, they certainly deserve that. Calvin, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you, Bianca.